Intermediate schools. Intermediate schools are highly essential. In these schools, thorough work is to be done, for many students will go forth from them directly into the great harvest field. They will go forth to use what they have learned, as canvassers and as helpers in various lines of evangelistic work. Many workers, after laboring for a time in the field, will feel the need of further study, and with the experience gained in the field will be prepared to value school privileges and to make rapid advancement. Some will desire an education in the higher branches of study. For these our colleges have been established. The Word of God is to lie at the foundation of all the work done in our intermediate schools. And the students are to be shown the true dignity of labor. They are to be taught that God is a constant worker. Let every teacher take hold heartily with a group of students, working with them, and teaching them how to work. As the teachers do this, they will gain a valuable experience. Their hearts will be bound up with the hearts of the students, and this will open the way for successful teaching. It would be a sad mistake for us to fail to consider thoroughly the purpose for which each of our schools is established. This is a matter that should be faithfully studied by our responsible men in each union conference, in order that the youth may be surrounded by circumstances the most favorable for the formation of characters strong enough to withstand the evils of this world. We have a great work before us, and there is need of many educated laborers who have fitted themselves for positions of trust. As our youth are trained for service in the cause of God, the Bible must lie at the foundation of their education. The principles of truth contained in the Word of God will be a safeguard against the evil influences of the world. Efforts to educate our children and youth in the fear of the Lord without making a study of the Word prominent are sadly misdirected. Unless there is such a training as will lead to a recognition and an abhorrence of sin, moral deformity will result. Our children should be removed from the evil influences of the public school and placed where thoroughly converted teachers may educate them in the Holy Scriptures. The students will be taught to make the Word of God the grand rule of their lives. Some may ask, how are such schools to be established? We are not a rich people, but if we pray in faith, and let the Lord work in our behalf, He will open ways before us to establish small schools in retired places for the education of our youth, not only in the Scriptures and in book learnings, but in many lines of manual labor. The necessity of establishing such schools is urged upon me very strongly because of the cruel neglect of many parents properly to educate their children in the home. Many fathers and mothers have seemed to think that if the lines of control were put into the hands of their children, they would develop into useful young men and women. But the Lord has instructed me in regard to this matter. In the visions of the night, I saw standing by the side of these neglected children the one who was cast out of the heavenly courts because he originated sin. He, the enemy of souls, was watching for opportunities to gain control of the mind of every child whose parents had not given faithful instruction in regard to Satan's snares. In planning for the education of their children outside the home, parents should realize that it is no longer safe to send them to the public school, and should endeavor to send them to schools where they will obtain an education based on a scriptural foundation. Upon every Christian parent there rests the solemn obligation of giving to his children an education that will lead them to gain a knowledge of the Lord and to become partakers of the divine nature through obedience to God's will and way.